It has been a long-standing holiday tradition, although over the past few decades, there may have been more digs taken at them than bites taken of them. I am, of course, talking about the fruitcake. It has been much maligned and ridiculed, but my next guest hopes that's changing. Jeff Miller is an associate professor in the hospitality management program at Colorado State University and has studied the history of the fruitcake. And Jeff, I've got to ask, since we're in that time of year when people talk about slash joke about fruitcakes, what got you interested in looking into the history of them?
Well, I'm a historian by nature. My bachelor's degree is in history, so I'm always interested in that. I was a culinary trained chef, so the two interests kind of came together, history and food.
Have you ever made fruitcake?
Oh, I make fruitcake all the time. I'm a fruitcake lover. I'm not a fruitcake hater.
So how do you feel like when people joke about using them as doorstops or just talk about like gifting them from one family to the next year after year and nobody noticing?
Well, you know, I'm a human being. I laugh along with them, but I also think it's kind of sad. Fruitcake's really great. It's moist and delicious. It's really good. You know, athletes are using fruitcakes as energy bars now. And what other dessert packs such a wallop with all those hard spirits? It's like all this great stuff rolled up in one tasty, dense bite.
So why does it have such a bad rap and seemingly has for so long?
Well, that's kind of an interesting question, because as late as the 1950s, publications like the Christian Science Monitor, the Wall Street Journal, the LA Times are all saying, oh, there's no better gift to give and receive than fruitcake. And then Irma Bombeck, the famous humor columnist, and Johnny Carson started picking on fruitcake. And I think it just became fashionable to not like fruitcake.
Clearly, you are not the only person who appreciates and enjoys fruitcake. Is there some kind of effort to like rehabilitate its image or to maybe bring it into the 21st century somewhat?
I hope so. I mean, food is like everything else. Food is fashionable. It comes, it goes. I think maybe the pendulum has swung the farthest away from fruitcake, and it is coming back. I think some things are working in its favor. Actually, I think the pandemic is working in its favor. Everybody is cooking at home. Everybody wants to do something crafty. Everybody wants to do something different. And fruitcake fits the bill for that kind of thing. So I think it's on the upswing, and I'm on the vanguard of that.
How did they become so synonymous with Christmas?
That goes back to the history of it. So it starts with the colonists coming over to America from Britain. They bring this fruitcake tradition with them. It's also the time that sugar is affordable to the common person for the first time ever in history. And so you can preserve your fruit into the winter, and fruitcake is a tradition that comes out as a winter tradition. And so it just kind of starts as a Christmas tradition in America.
Well, it seems like it had kind of a pragmatic start, right? As you talked about preserving your fruit into the winter, and it's clearly a baked good that can last for some amount of time. And in the days before refrigeration, that must have been a pretty desirable attribute.
Absolutely. It's you know, this trifecta of low moisture ingredients, sugar, which is one of the best preservatives, alcohol, which is one of the best preservatives. Here's something that will keep for months, years without refrigeration, really critical in the pre-industrial revolution era.
How has it evolved over time?
It's interesting. It starts out almost like an energy bar. The Roman soldiers make a mashup that's kind of like the modern energy bars that don't have any flour in them. It's a mashup of fruit and things, pomegranate seeds and a little bit of barley. And then it becomes more of a bread. And as it moves its way north across Europe, it becomes more of a bread. And then in the Anglo-Norman tradition, it becomes more of a cake. And that's really what we think of as a fruitcake today.
So when you bake your fruitcakes, which of those is it most like?
Oh, I'm definitely in the Anglo-Norman fruitcake cake school. Mine is moist. It's not as dense as some fruitcakes. I like them to be a little lighter, but mine's chock full of the candied fruit and a lot of pecans. And I like dates in mine, so I have dates that have been soaking in brandy and rum for about a week that go into mine.
Oh, wow. And do you give these out as gifts around the holidays?
I do give a few of these out. I try and ascertain whether somebody's a hater or not. I put a lot of work and a lot of money in. It's not a cheap dessert to make. I put a lot of time and a lot of money into these. I don't want to have them be used as doorstops or to be regifted. But I give out a few, and man, the people who like fruitcake, and they can appreciate it.
How do you try to go about determining if somebody's going to like it?
Oh, you just have to come out and ask them if they're fruitcake people or not. It's almost, you know, we're the fruitcake lovers, we're the small tribe today. And I think we're going to grow, but who knows?
So you just say, hey, do you like fruitcake? And if somebody says no, you kind of move on. If somebody says yes, you ask, would you like one that I have made for you?
Exactly. If they say no, I move along. And if they say, yeah, I like fruitcake, then I go, well, you need to try mine.
For how long have you been making them? Is this something you've been doing for a while?
It's actually fairly new with me. I was a chef for 20 years before I came over to the academic side, and I try different things all the time. It's actually what kind of almost got me into fruitcake was I started making mincemeat, which is historical as well. And we think of mincemeat as this thing with a lot of raisins and whatever, but mincemeat was originally something that had meat in it and a lot of sugar and a lot of raisins and things like that. And so I started making classic mincemeat that you actually make with pork in it and age it in your refrigerator for 3 months. And I loved it, but I couldn't get a single person that wanted mincemeat. So I kind of moved over to fruitcake.
So how do you go about trying to convince people that it is something not only that they should not make fun of and joke about, but that it is something that maybe they should try?
Well, I actually just try to get them to try a little bit of my fruitcake, maybe cut them off a slice that doesn't have too much of the candied fruit in it, and get them to try it. As somebody who researches food and food acceptance and food disgust and things, I'm always amazed at how people will spend half an hour telling you why they can't just put something in their mouth and try it. And so I always say, put it in your mouth, try it, take a couple bites. You don't like it, you can spit it out. But who knows, you might find a new thing that you like.
Right. It sounds like talking to my kids.
It's just like talking to your kids.
All right. That is Jeff Miller, an associate professor at Colorado State University in the Hospitality Management Program. Jeff, it was really nice to talk to you, and bon appetit. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.